All right.
So we recording now. Excuse me, son. All right. What up, world? It's the what up, world? Welcome to the Black L Bunny Podcast. I'm your host, Rock Lefty. I'm here with
Kyron,
Tiny,
DJ,
and this is episode 11. It's actually episode 10, but we're gonna call it episode 11 because I had snuck and did another episode a couple weeks ago that I ain't ever put up. But anyway, shout out to everybody for listening. I really appreciate it. You can check us out on Spotify. Follow us at TBAB Podcast on IG, Twitter, and leave your opinion and join in on the conversation on our Facebook group, the Black L Bundy Podcast. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, the Black L Bundy Podcast, and leave a voice message to let us know how we're doing on the Anchor app. Now let's get into the show. I'm about to start pushing that Anchor app. But anyways, how are you guys doing?
All is well, man. Best of you.
I'm good.
I'm barely making it.
Barely making it? Well, I'm doing good, too. How y'all doing in y'all relationship, like? Nobody got nothing to say?
Talk to them, because I'm coming. Hold up.
Whole lot of dead air.
My best life.
Right. Like, at this point.
All right. So y'all know what this show is about? This show is a battle of the sexes. Not really battle of the sexes. It's a show where we come together, we discuss topics on relationships from meeting, courting, dating, marriage, and divorce. And we try to come to an understanding of the differences between men and women. All right?
Basically, the...
Y'all got that?
Conflict and the contrast from both angles.
Yeah, from both sides. Yeah. So that's all we do. So, now that y'all ready, let's get into the show.
Yeah,
all right, so that we did Icebreaker. So, do IG Eye Candies of the Week. And I already picked it like 2 days ago.
What's your Eye Candy of the Week?
Yeah, the women got to pick one, too.
Can't be Drake.
Yeah, it can't.
Because Drake every Eye
Candy. Yeah, that's all the women be picking.
I really like Drake like that.
Okay.
And it better not be Quando Rondo.
All right, so the men's eye candy of the week is The Real Cella's Way. You can check out on the Instagram page, TBAB Podcast. The Real Cella's Way, that's out there. That's the Instagram eye candy of the week for the men. Oh. Okay. Oh, all right.
The shootout friend, Mama Dosa.
Huh? Yeah, yeah. We gonna. I'll chop it all out. All right. So
we here.
Instagram, I can't do the week for the women.
Let's see.
You can choose anyone you like. You just had to send a picture to me so I could put it up on the page.
I'm right here. Lance Gross.
Lance Gross.
What the fuck is that?
That name sound familiar.
I'm about to show you.
Lance Gross. Is he black?
Yup.
Put a name like Lance.
I'm right here.
That boy like me.
Kyron
Gross.
A good picture of him.
Oh, him?
Lance Gross.
Man, a dude off of House of Pain. Kelvin.
Yeah, Kelvin.
I ain't never seen Kelvin.
Off of House of Pain.
I know Kelvin.
I never seen House of Pain.
Calvin Klein. That boy let me know.
Let's go.
All right, so the Instagram I can't deal the week for the women is Lance Gross.
Yeah.
Now I want to talk about that too, how we didn't pick obscure, no-name women. Just found somebody on Instagram, and they picking superstars. They don't have no obscure, no-name dudes that y'all could pick?
They got niggas in New Orleans. What about Nino Kelvin?
Who that is?
Exactly.
Oh. That's not right. Him too?
All right.
That's Lance Gross. He remind me of Lance Gross. They both chocolate.
All right. Lance Gross. Moving on. All right. Now we got to get into the hypotheticals. You want to do the... look, I picked three of them. Because this should be taking forever. So I just picked three. Read any one of those with the check.
All right, let me see.
With the check mark by it.
All right, would you rather be needed or desired?
Right. Would you rather be needed or desired?
Talk to me.
Would I rather be needed
or desired?
I wouldn't want to be needed, but in certain ways, you know. I would want you to desire me in my presence. I do. I would. I don't want you to have to need me though.
Right.
Because I feel like we should be able to live our own separate lives, and if something was to happen to what we got going on, still be able to, you know. I don't want you to need me for nothing.
What if he needs you emotionally?
Yes.
Yay.
I was just about to say that. Emotionally, yes. Because there is a such thing as emotional support. And you got to have that to help, you know, to have a successful relationship. But, and that's any relationship, you know. Anything you have emotional attachments to.
I would rather be desired, because needed, you only need something at that time when you going through a situation. Well, I'm going to need you real quick for this. I'm going to need that. I'm going to need you because I'm hurting right now. But later on, when you're not hurting, bitch, you ain't going to need me. You're going to be fucking over me because you got all these hoes over here. I would rather you to desire me. But a desire is strong than nine, you hear me?
But that I really
Project Brick strong. Desire me, bitch.
Right. Hold on.
Sam, Chris, one, say, bruh, we gonna need you on the podcast next week.
After you get your head punched, or you punched, I don't know. Desire.
Right.
Like your name, what? That shit was funny. Nigga, stupid as a motherfucker, bitch. All right, next one.
Oh, that's on my phone. How you doing?
And this man seen me struggling for 2 months over here.
You good, man? You got a whole tripod. Right. Where your tripod
at? Man, fuck that tripod.
All right, I'd rather be needed.
All right. Needed?
Yeah. No. I'd rather be desired. I don't want to be needed.
All right. And you said get the ones that got a check on it, right?
Yeah. Let Tyna read one.
One
with a check.
Hey, what station y'all on? Oh, we on station Q93.
No, man, you can check us out on Spotify, TBAB Podcast.
You heard him? Spotify, TBA.
No. Yo. The Black L Bundy Podcast on Spotify.
The Black L Bundy Podcast on Spotify. I spy with my big eye a fat ass fly that's about to die. All
right. The one I'm gonna pick is, would you rather have the perfect relationship or a perfect job?
Would you rather have a perfect relationship or the perfect job?
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Y'all go first.
Perfect relationship or the perfect job? I would rather have. Fuck, that's tough because I don't want none of them bitches.
I'm telling you, I'd rather. Right.
Because perfect, nothing
there's
perfect.
No such thing as perfect.
The perfect job is the job that you'll do if you'll do it for free.
Right.
With no problem.
Oh, that's. I had a perfect job.
Yeah, I got the perfect job.
Being a comedian.
Too.
But see that perfect relationship shit?
Yeah, ain't no such thing.
It's going to be too perfect to where it's clingy. And bitch, change up.
Exactly.
No. Like, you going to keep sucking my dick the same way with them two fingers? Switch it up. Just give me three. Girl, let me see if you got that one finger in you. Yeah. Try that same shit. But she probably do that perfect with the two fingers. I want to see if you can do it perfect with three of them, bitch. You tripping. You got to think. All right. We here with the TBA Podcast.
TBAB.
TBAB.
Tabab. The Black L Bundy Podcast. All right. Oh, you answered? Relationship or job?
I say.
Oh, yeah, they say relationship
I say
on
a
here.
Job.
You rather the perfect job?
Yeah.
Get that money? If you get money, you won't have to worry about no relationship.
Cause like he said, you know, there's no such thing as a perfect relationship. You're going to always go through something. If y'all not going through something, y'all not evolving, y'all not. Learning and
I disagree with
figuring
that.
Figuring out
you don't
new
have to
things.
Go through things to you don't have to go through things to evolve in a relationship.
I feel like you do.
Why?
Because I feel like I have to see you in all your seasons. I need to see you when you good, when you not sure, when you bad, I need to see you in all your seasons for me Yes, nah. I feel like I have to see you in all your seasons.
Not me. I feel like if it's all going good, then it's cool. We gonna be cool till and when it get bad.
Yeah,
if we
but
don't like
you don't
it,
think
then...
it's not gonna get bad. Like yeah, you don't think it's gonna have time because y'all are different. Y'all are two different people trying to come together and be one. Mm. Y'all gonna have y'all differences. So it's up to y'all two to come together and compromise in ways.
I'm not compromising. I don't want compromise. Fuck all that.
Why though?
Because I don't want to give up nothing that I like doing.
It's not giving it up. It's not
giving
it up.
That's what a compromise is.
It's not giving it up.
It's not giving it up. It's slowing it down.
Yeah.
No. But I'm trying to speed it up so
if
I
was all listen, if my mission was to get to that corner, right? And then I'm already moving toward that corner. And then I get with somebody and they like, well, look, let's take a break on getting to that corner so I can do something that I like. And
no,
I'm going to be like, you stopping
no,
my
not
progress.
Saying, no, I'm not saying like you stop me from doing something or I stop my significant other from doing something. I'm not saying that like, getting in the way of growth as far as that. When you come together, you build and you set foundations where y'all don't have to worry about that. You're going to still do you and we're going to still do me. Mm-hmm. And come together as one at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And compromise in all different aspects is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that never
happened. I'm just saying, like, that's just what I would want out of, you know, me and my significant other.
Okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Me, I'd rather a perfect job. I got my perfect job right now. All right.
So how I feel about my job, though.
You like your job?
I love my job. I'm a nurse. And I work,
You like helping people?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I love my job.
You're a nurse? Mm-hmm. Whole time nigga been sick.
You a nurse? You've been seeing a lot of people with corona?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people?
Yeah.
They really have it?
Yeah.
It's not a hoax?
Like a lot. All right.
I bet. I just wanted to get that out there, let people know that it's not no fucking hoax.
Yeah.
Because everybody been saying
it's
made
tested.
Up.
You don't have to worry about me. I have to get tested.
All right, now which one? Need a desire? All right, the one I'm gonna read is: would you give up on your social life or give up everything else for but your social life? I mean, give up everything but your social life.
Fuck that social life.
Yeah, I'm not really. I'm already at that point where I don't really too much care. I'm good with and you know.
Yeah. So you're
with who I am.
You'll give up your social. And live like.
Wait, you said
right,
social life. Then you said social, like a social security. Some
no,
shit.
No.
Mine.
Wait.
Would you rather give up your social life? That means your friends, you going out having fun, or give up everything else but your social life? What is the difference? What the fuck?
Like when you at home and you.
Would you give up?
Having sex.
What?
I'm
making
just say
food.
I'm gonna just say social media. Would you give up social media or everything else but social media?
I would give up social media.
I would give up definitely.
Fuck them 14K followers.
Yeah. Hey, but hey,
just come
but
follow
me
in real life.
When electricity was y'all power off a few weeks ago when the hurricane hit?
Yeah.
Did my shit was out 2 days.
Did y'all phone down?
After.
Y'all phone died on y'all?
Shit, I was sitting in the car charging my phone.
Nigga, after my shit wouldn't get past 15%.
Right.
You from the fishing at me.
But as soon as I seen 15%, I'll go right on Instagram. What's going on out there in the world? Yeah.
That was a sign. Stay away from the fishing.
Uh-huh. Shit, that was a sign. Stay away from it. Get out the city.
Phone couldn't get past 15%. Uh-huh. Better stay away from that 1.5.
Yeah. But... So we'd rather give up our social life.
Social
media.
Social studies.
I bet. Moving on. And look, I gotta work on my transitions because they're terrible. But we're gonna go into the topic of the day. We got a few topics wrote down. Did y'all pick one?
Oh yeah.
Did you pick one?
You go ahead, go first. With you.
Ladies first. If it's supposed to be two ladies.
Yeah, she running late. Like, period.
But ladies first, go ahead and pick. They got some on the other side,
too. I said polygamy.
You want to talk about polygamy?
Yeah.
Are you for it or against it?
Absolutely against it.
Okay, go ahead. Explain your
polygamy. Yes, please do.
I just feel like I don't want to have to share my significant other with another woman, no. Unless, not like in a... In a relationship wise, I mean, I've done a threesome before, so like I didn't enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? So.
What you enjoy about sharing?
No,
I didn't. You got brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
Did you have to share with them when you was younger? Okay. When you were in class and they brought pizza to class, did you have to share with the class? You didn't have to share with the class when they brought pizza to class?
I'm just playing, yeah.
I'm about to say.
All right, so what fucking school you went to? St. Mary's Prep?
But yeah, nah, it's not the same thing. Nah, I'm not for that.
You're not for sharing. You're stingy.
My man.
You're selfish.
No.
So how are you a nurse? Hey, don't nurses have to share?
The same needle.
No.
No,
absolutely not.
I'm about to say, what hospital you work at?
But no, I just.
The hospital.
What about you, Kyrie? Are you for or against polygamy?
And I know there's a lot of dead air, but I think I'm going to fuck with polygamy. Like,
all I'm right.
Fucking with it.
Having two different personalities and.
I got like 12 different personalities already in me.
Okay.
Yeah, dudes.
So if she give me this personality, bitch, I'm going to give you that one.
And it was just like O'Boy was saying before we start recording. Damn, she picked the one that dude was going to pick, huh? That's the one he was going to pick.
Yeah.
Damn. But what he was saying, y'all remember what he was saying?
I forgot. But I'm going to deal with.
How if you ask for monogamy, you ask to be monogamous, but can't keep up with. The certain
with
things like
sex.
He like if he want to go do fishing, I know what he said golfing.
Yeah.
If he want to play golf, but you don't want to play golf, but this other chick she do want to play golf.
That's the reason why I'm gonna keep being a polygamist until I find the right polygamy.
You find the right what?
I don't fucking know polygamy.
polygamy. I'm for it, not as far as just. Relationship. I'm for like it's business, like Brother Polite. The way Brother Polite do it, y'all know what Brother Polite is. You know what it is?
No.
Damn.
Brother Polite.
Brother Polite is a. I call him a weirdo, but the way he do his polygamy is, he had the first chick that he been with since he was like 15 years old. They started a business together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, they run a business, and then he went out and found another chick. And he married her, and they started another business, all right? So then he got like four wives, and he just got a white one. You know, he had four black ones, and he just got a white one. That was like a big thing. So he do it all, every wife he get with, he start a business with them, you dig? So they not just caretakers, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
I agree with it on that level. But as far as y'all just sitting at the house while I'm out busting my ass, slaving to die to take care of all us, no, I'm not with that. You understand? It don't have nothing to do with sharing. I guess the women got to share. But they cool with it.
Yeah, but women take that shit to a whole different level.
Yeah, like, I guess I am.
Like, oh, no, you ain't messing with my man. Girl, nobody want him.
But if it's more women on this planet than men, then how y'all feel like, and if it's supposed to be somebody for everybody, how y'all feel like it's supposed to go?
Find your own.
Yeah, but it's more women than men.
What, you just one of those count?
Turn to a lesbian.
You're counted out.
But maybe that one person that you got is the one for them.
Yeah.
Well, then it'll
not for you.
Then
probably was for you for a few months.
Right, but then it'll eventually go. We'll go our separate ways, and then y'all can do life happens. You know.
Then who you gonna have?
If I'm destined to be with myself, then I'm gonna have myself.
You with it? You with being with yourself?
Definitely. I love myself enough.
Straight up. Yeah. That's
I'm okay
up.
With that.
You don't hear women say that. Women, sometimes they say they don't really be believing it.
You ain't lying.
Like I'm really okay with.
I
love
myself,
and I could.
But you better
myself.
Get five cats, bitch. They got me out. You the dead.
Tell me.
And look, I grew up with cats, so I have.
Me
some
too,
cats.
Bro. That shit, them bitches there.
Yeah. I grew up with them too, but I don't want them in my house.
I love cats.
Them bitches creepy.
Oh, that yeah. I know you would. You gonna love cats because you say you don't want to be needed. Cats don't need nobody.
They don't need to give them a bath. They just need you to change that funk air letter. That's it.
That's it.
Right. So polygamy, we are for it.
I'm for it.
What about the business? What about the business thing? Like I explained. You need a little bit more explaining.
If I'm benefiting off of the other businesses, then yay.
You are.
But
you
I'm
will.
The main chick.
You are. They all benefit off. They all the money from their six businesses all going to one house.
I couldn't do it.
Even if it, even if you was comfortable.
That's the polygamy for me.
I don't know.
What about you? What? Would you do it as a business?
Of course he would. You would do it,
because it's, right.
No, business.
That's the business aspect. Cause look, he said he want to do it.
Like, for instance, I'm a comedian, but I'm going to go ahead and put myself out there as an entertainer. Mm-hmm. If I need somebody to help me with my skits and book it, I'm going to get a female to help me do that on that aspect. And if for me to book my shows, she can do that. Like, different aspects that I need, I can get a female to do that and do that. And yeah, we all build together.
Yeah, that's exactly. But y'all building
that
together.
That don't mean I'm fucking all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if that's the
case.
That's,
maybe
that's,
one or two out the bunch.
That's always
but not
the first thing people go
them.
To when they talk about polygamy. Sex, sex, sex. That's the first thing they go to. Why y'all don't feel like a building thing? Why y'all don't look at it as we all benefiting because it's multiple incomes in one spot?
Because this world already put in our heads sex first, like right. starting young with the cartoons.
Right, so that's the first thing that comes.
Sex first.
Yeah, but you gotta look deeper than that. You understand?
The animal right. went that deep.
But
you understand? So that's I'm for polygamy in that aspect, not for just sleeping with all them chicks.
Yeah, for business, not business.
I'm for it as well.
You for it?
Yeah.
Ah, change one mind, straight up. So we all agree.
One man
in the business, the business aspect, ladies.
In the business aspect, exactly. Yay. All right, so ladies, get on y'all business. All right, next. Ooh. Moving on.
Oh, it's my turn now.
Yay. Go ahead and pick one.
How you gonna make me pick one? You didn't even pick one.
I got it, but I had lost it when you got it. It's
Oh, mine? All right.
All right, what you deal with that bitch?
I told you I've been doing them DJ Vlad type interviews.
All right. Fair or false allegations?
Oh, okay. Are you afraid of false allegations?
Fair of false allegations.
Yeah.
Fair or.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, I don't want that shit then.
Okay.
Let me see. Oh, how can you love me when you don't love yourself? So, how can you love someone when you don't love
yourself?
You
can't.
Exactly.
Why not? Because you must love yourself. How can you not?
You can't just say it because you saw it on a meme. You got to really love yourself.
Right. Like, how can you possibly love someone? How can you present yourself to someone for them to love you if you don't love yourself? So, that means you don't have no capabilities of presenting yourself to another person.
Right.
Like how you will be a burden.
Hey, thank you.
You will be a burden. You have to, it starts with self-love.
Yes.
And that's the first thing.
Oh, you go, it's like, I feel like relationships is like card houses. You know how a card house, both of them got to lean on each other equally.
Yeah.
In order for the house to stand up, you could build it to the ceiling. You could build a card house to a ceiling. But if one card is leaning too much on the other one, it's going to fall over. You dig? The whole thing going to fall over.
Right.
Not just the top part, the whole thing. So that's how you got to look at it. So that you leaning on the other person for them to love. And that's why I feel like a lot of relationships don't work today, because one person is confident in themselves and the other person is just leaning on them.
Yeah.
You understand? So when you see people break up and they be depressed for months, that's because they don't really love themselves, but they looking for that other person to fill that void. And that's why they either go to that or they go to anything. They can lean on anything. You know what I'm saying? That's how addictions happen, because you leaning on something stronger, trying to fill an emptiness inside you. You don't know what it is, but this person here, he got the shit that I like. You know what I'm saying? She got the shit that I like. So I'm a just hang around them and be around them. That's dog. I'm telling you. I don't want to get too deep into it, but that's just how I feel about the situation. You understand? Do y'all agree?
Yeah.
Do y'all have anything? Any other input?
I said
input?
What I had to say.
I think I got a little something. So basically, you have to love yourself for you to love someone. Because why you don't get up in the morning and brush your teeth, but you want that motherfucker to brush their teeth? Think about it.
Yeah. This is another question you can ask. How do you learn to love yourself? How you learn to love yourself?
How you learn to love yourself?
Yeah.
You gotta really sit there and evaluate yourself. Like really sit there and
But that's,
pay attention
to
everything that you're doing and you're not doing.
Everybody say that, but how do you do that? You could tell them. I could tell you how to buy a house. I ain't never bought no house, but I could tell you how to buy a house. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So how? But I think that's another thing because everybody
surround
say,
yourself with like-minded individuals. How you want to be?
Yeah, like a motherfucker.
I feel like surrounding yourself with people who I learned by. You know, watching, I could, you know, and pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I surround myself with people who are who have the same mindsets as me, that's how.
That's how you learn to love yourself.
Wait.
Yeah. How you learn to love yourself? Like, hold on.
Hello.
Yeah. But I think the way to learn how to love yourself is, one, you got to stop doing shit you don't like. You got to stop saying, oh, what the fuck?
What?
That was me. You got to stop doing things you don't like. Like, if you're in a relationship, right, and you, first of all, you don't love yourself. So anything that other person tell you to do in that relationship, you're going to try to, you're going to try to get down with. You understand? Like, watching them whack-ass movies that women be trying to make you watch. All right? You making yourself miserable. You making yourself more miserable sitting there for 2 hours watching that shit. Like The Notebook. Y'all seen that movie before?
I tried to, but I couldn't.
Son, like, all right.
I fell asleep.
Have you ever been watching a movie, right? You ever been watching, like, say you like Avengers. I like Avengers.
Oh, yeah, that big.
All right? You watching The Last Avengers. If your girl ever say some shit like this, why you always watching it? Why you always watching shit with, all you watch is shoot 'em up movies. All you watch is this, that, and other. Watch this sometimes. I feel like she is trying to make you miserable because she see you doing something you enjoy doing. I enjoy these type of movies. It's not influencing me. You think I'm about to be, you think I'm going to throw a shield around? You think I'm going to go out there and fight crime with a shield?
It's not influencing me,
but it's action. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And it's entertaining. So when I sit down and I watch this movie, and I tell you, look, man, this shit whack. Oh, you don't like my? You don't like that? You go to fussing. She go to fussing. So once you say I'm not watching it, I'm not doing it, and they be like, why? Because motherfucker, that shit is boring. And if I do it, I'm going against what make me happy. So how am I going to be happy with myself if I'm doing everything that you like to do and the shit you like to do ain't making me happy?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What's up, people? Yay. Hi. Come on, get on the mic.
Yeah, you can join it.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Oh, all right. See what I'm saying? So the first,
yeah,
I think,
about some real shit.
The first step to making yourself happy is just stop doing shit you don't like doing.
Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. You can't let the other person in a relationship, even if you can learn to love yourself, even when you're with the person. You understand?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Once you take that step in that mind frame and hit you like, man, I don't like doing that shit. Just stop doing it, and you're gonna be more happy with yourself. You understand?
Right.
And another thing, you got to have a purpose, man. I feel like you got to have a purpose in life. You understand? Y'all agree?
Yeah.
All right. Next. Oh, y'all got anything y'all want to add?
Nah.
To how to learn how to love yourself?
Nah, you got that one.
Yeah. I bet. Learn to love yourself, man. Stop doing everything. If it make you miserable, don't do it. And don't be fucking looking for no, trying to lean on nobody. All right. Why y'all think men don't approach women no more? I didn't know this. I ain't know this.
Why men don't approach women?
Yeah, I ain't know this was a thing until I saw this on Facebook. I saw it on Facebook. A chick was like, "Do men approach women anymore?" This, that, well, that's all the memes say.
I'm in that half. Well, I don't know how to answer that because I'm not a man. But
what you mean?
Men, I don't know.
You're in the house. What
men do. Yeah, I said I don't know how to answer that because I'm not a man, but men approach me.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just like, I don't know how to answer that. That's the question for you.
Yeah, but certain men ain't going to approach a woman either because he don't have confidence in himself that he can get her or she too much, or he ain't gonna be at her level, or he just nervous, or he's scared. Like,
Women could
they
just have
never
this,
did that before.
Oh, the nigga just woman, don't want you.
Right, a woman is unapproachable.
That's the right. One. A nigga just don't want you.
Hey, shit.
Yeah, a female walking that bitch. Girl, he cute, bitch. He about to come over here. Nigga walk straight past you.
Right.
Ugh, great must be gay. Bitch, I don't
want you.
Yeah,
that's why. And why is that the first thing that hits your mouth?
Poor
when a nigga, I don't want to talk to you. That nigga is gay. That nigga must be gay.
For real.
Wait, that's what a lot of females say.
Yeah, man, you know how many females say that shit all the time.
Podcast going
down. I could be like, I could be like, nah, I'm not coming over there. Like, I ain't been home in 3 days.
Y'all right? Agree?
Chick at home, but she hit me up a couple days ago. She was like, so you just going to stay gone? And I was like, I'm fucking working. But if I, like, all right, I'm going to give you an example, all right? When I came home in 2011, all right, first of all, I was locked up for a long time.
Right, right, right.
So when I was upstate, I used to be like, man, I'm not taking women for granted no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to do this, that. I'm making all these plans in my head. I'm like, so when I came home, I started trying to do the gentleman thing, you dig? Pulling out chairs, opening up doors and shit. So I hollered this, yeah, you know, because I wasn't doing that shit before I got locked up. So look, I'm thinking this in my head. So I meet a chick over there off Williams, you dig? And I take her out. First of all, we get in the car. Now, another chick who I was talking to at the time, she was like, I was listening to old school hip hop, Biggie and Pac and Wu-Tang and shit. And she was like, you ain't got no Drake in here? So I was like, nah, I ain't listening to that nigga. So look, so I go get some Drake. Because I'm like, all right, the women want Drake. And I had made the shit up in my head. I'm about to be a gentleman. So I go get some Drake. And this is when Take Care had came up. So I put the Drake in. So I go, I meet the chick on Williams, and I go pick her up, and I got the Drake in. And she get in the car like, why you listening to this nigga? You gay? I'm like, nah. She like, why you listening to this faggot-ass nigga and shit? That's what she tell me. So I'm like, damn, what the fuck? So I pull it out and put the shit in she want here. So we go to the fucking the Olive Garden over there off of, you know, by the mall in Kenner. No, in Kenner.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's off Esplanade, I think.
Yeah, Esplanade.
So I open the door up. I pull a chair out, push it in under her. And, you know, we talking to, she like, you sure you ain't gay? Because you doing this, that, and that. I'm like, you what the fuck? Because I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to know why is that the first thing I tell him out, that a nigga is gay when he trying. I'm trying to be the nice guy. You understand?
Yeah, you can
for
that?
My whole life, I've been a dog. You understand?
I don't see that as being gay.
Yeah, it ain't.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be like, I wouldn't say that as being gay.
So
why
was... When I went dropped off, I was like, man, I'm not doing none of this shit for these women no more, because that's not what the fuck they want. You understand?
Right.
But either way, even if I don't talk to a chick and she in a room and I don't say nothing to her, oh, he must be gay. you understand? So that's what I'm saying. Why is that always the first? For real.
Because they don't want to talk to
I don't want you, yeah.
Oh, he gay. But your mama, daddy gay.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? That's always the first thing I did about if a nigga don't acknowledge them or get them any kind of, you know, praise or whatever the fuck y'all looking for, that's the first thing Papa did. Oh, he must be gay. You don't want to sleep. I don't want to sleep at the house tonight, so I must be sleeping with somebody else. And then when I do be at the house and I don't want to be bothered with you, oh, you must be gay. the fuck? I don't understand it. But y'all got anything else y'all want to add to that? I forgot what it was.
I
forgot, son.
That boy told three stories.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Fuck Drake, huh?
Yeah, fuck Drake. No, I fuck with his music, you did, but I'm just saying. I don't want you to
how you fuck with his music.
All right. I'm going to get one more. We got to get a white girl here so we can talk about interracial dating.
Boy, for real.
Do y'all feel like men?
Well, I know black guys, they're just.
Just see
what,
that for
bitch?
The next part.
Now we got to fix about it.
I can find a white girl.
Oh, do you deserve what you are looking for?
Of course you can.
Are y'all in a relationship?
No.
Okay. With God.
Okay, cool. Do you deserve. Do you know what type of chick you looking for?
Yeah,
You know what kind of man you looking for?
Yeah.
Do you think you deserve that?
Yeah.
to me, I'm gonna just be honest with you. I do, but I don't. I do because I've been through so much. So, bitch, get you. But I don't because I'm not ready yet.
Son, just because you go deaf. Through something don't mean you deserve that no, chick that you looking for.
Not like that. Like, I didn't been through trials and tribulations and conflicts.
Everybody done been through something,
missed situations. That don't.
So what, you want her to save you?
Huh?
You want her to save you?
She ain't got to save me. I mean, she could come fuck with me. Like, you know, lay up. Talk to me. Any hoes don't want to talk and lay up. Many hoes just want to
get Popeye.
Yeah, man, just be about their business and dip.
Yeah.
Bitch, I get emotional too. I got feelings with feelings. I'm trying to feel you. But you feeling stupid right now, bitch. Go ahead. Look, my bad. Go ahead. What you talking about?
Do you feel like you deserve the man you looking for, Tiny?
I do.
Why, Toya?
Who you call me?
Tiny and Toya. I see that. Yeah. I remember that.
Do I feel like I deserve the man I want?
Yeah.
Oh, I be forgetting I can't. I have to talk because my voice is low. Yeah, I do feel like I deserve the man that I want.
And why do you feel it?
Because I know what I can bring to the table.
And what is that? Plastic plates?
Hold on.
Because, baby, I'm tired of plastic plates.
Because I know what I can bring to the table. So, you know.
Yeah, okay. And what is that? Let's all go around the table and say what we bring to the table.
Start with
you
want
to do that?
I'm yeah. Gonna be
Karen, what you bring to the table, bro? Not my table, but, table? You know, if you, if it, yeah. What do you bring to the table?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna bring a appetite. And behind that appetite is gonna be like a desire to keep eating, like keep on being hungry, go out and grab some more. Like if I see you go to Popeye's, get a chicken, know that shit raw, bitch, go bring that back and get some other chicken. We gonna keep doing this until we get the right chicken.
So y'all gonna keep going through trials and tribulations till you get it right. How many times you got to go through the trials and tribulations?
Until I know that hoe not dumb.
Nah, you got one strike. One strike with me.
Look, just know that my table is going to be full.
Like this. I don't like
before
this.
Before I die.
Yeah, I don't like this. Nah, I'm out. Yeah. That's how I am now. Tiny, what you bring to the table?
A friendship.
He had friends before. You know dudes have friends before they meet you.
Yeah. But you gotta have a friendship.
My mom and my friend.
No, you don't.
I don't need you. I call my mama. Yeah, my girl tripping last night.
So did you have friends before you met your old man?
No.
You didn't have no friends before you met your man?
I don't have friends.
Female friends?
No.
Nobody is cool with you?
No.
Well, how you know Kyron then?
He's your friend? Not a female.
Any friend?
Oh, yeah, with Kyron.
All right, so you had friends. All right, now you had best. Do you have a best friend?
No.
You have best friends, Kyron?
Both. Yeah, no. I do, but I don't. But I do.
I had friends before I meet chicks. All right. So when I get with this chick that I just met, I've been knowing these people since kindergarten. So when I get with, somebody, I'm supposed to be like, you know what, sir. You ain't my friend no more, dog. This my friend that I just met 3 months ago. She my best friend now. Nah, that's fake.
I mean, that could happen because that person.
Yeah, say it in the mic.
I mean, that person could bring most stuff to the table in them 3 months more than that person did in fucking kindergarten all the way up to now with you.
How she gonna catch up with that? You know how many years she gotta catch up with?
See, that's what's wrong with people friend. With the years. Fuck the years. You could.
No, you. She you could be in she school. Bring a friendship to the relationship. I already had friends before I met you. And then when I get with you, I gotta cut off all my friends. So a chick ain't never told you, I don't like him.
Why would you have to cut off your friends?
I don't know. As women, please.
You don't have, no.
Yes. Like, then I don't like him.
No, so, then that goes
so, back. Like, if you get a significant other and he got this chick and you know she finer than you.
And he been knowing her.
And
he never tried to bag.
Just kick in.
He been knowing her.
Oh, no, you can't. Nuh-uh.
No, because that person came before me. I had a situation like that before.
Do you care to tell it?
But, huh?
Do you care to tell it?
No,
hold your weight.
No, go I ahead. Don't care.
Oh, tell it.
But I'm not gonna be like, you know, say no names.
Yeah, no, no, you don't got it. Don't say no names or places.
I did. I had a situation like that before, and they had, you know, my significant other had a best friend that they grew up, you know, they grew up together.
Yeah.
Podcast.
I don't believe no female looks better than me. I mean, you know, I know there's beautiful women, but I love myself, so.
Straight up. You know, don't have to be vain or arrogant.
I'm not saying that she's ugly or anything. She's it's she just was that pretty.
She don't got nothing on time.
Yeah. Because I love myself. Yeah. Mm. But I my was just saying, like, she, I didn't come between their friendship. They still, they was friends throughout our relationship.
That's because you are secure with yourself.
There wasn't an issue. Like, I don't have an issue with.
But the majority of the females that I ever dealt with, if I, like, I'm cool with all my exes. All my exes, I'm still cool with them to this day. I ain't beefing with. The only one I'm beefing with is my baby mama. The one I had the baby with is the one I'm beefing with. But all the rest of them, they still cool. You understand?
Right.
But when I was with my baby mama, I had I even introduced her. I wouldn't sneak around or nothing. I'd be like, come on, meet my old lady. This my old lady, da-da-da-da, you know? And then weeks later, that bitch won't fuck you. You know, what the fuck? Where this come from? You know what I'm saying? It came out the blue. But I feel what you're saying. You don't have to. You shouldn't have to cut off none of your friends. I wouldn't make the chick who I'm dealing with cut off none of her friends.
Because then that goes back to you having you and me having, you know.
Yeah, but
y'all, you have your own, you have friends that was there before I came in the picture. So right. I can't be like, oh, I don't like that person. I don't want you around that person. Yeah. How ignorant, immature would that be of me? You know what I'm saying?
Right. You need to teach a class. You need to teach. Like, you like one in a billion. You need to teach a class to the rest of these chicks. Like, bitch, you tripping. This man been knowing these people.
Right, how you going to get mad?
Like, yeah, like on some Tyler Perry
shit. You know, they got women out here that want you to leave your family alone. Like, you ever met them?
Hell
you ever
no.
met them kind?
Your
you
mama,
ain't met them kind?
No,
I don't think your mama mean the best for you.
Yeah.
Bitch, my mama raised me.
Yeah. I seen it happen before. Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So you bring friendship into the relationship. I bring a hustler. I ain't gonna say a hustler spirit. I feel like
I say you're not gonna have to, you know, motivation is good too.
All right,
a good characteristic that I bring.
And I want to go in on that too. Not go in on it, but you know,
talk I want to
yeah.
touch on it a little.
Yeah,
just feel
see
on
that
level.
That motivation thing. I got my own motivation.
Right.
All
right. Yeah, of course you gotta have self motivation too.
Yeah, but
that's the biggest part.
And then the encouragement thing. I got my own. I encourage myself. But if that's I ain't gonna say it's worthless to me. I'm gonna just say I don't really need that from you.
Right. So what do you need? So let's ask you what do
just
you
like I said like the
need?
Brother Polite
you
thing.
You said hustler. You said hustler.
Yeah, cause I'm gonna go
I'm a
get
hustler,
it.
Baby.
Right. Okay.
We not gonna be living in the dark or getting rained on. We gonna always have a place.
Always have a roof over.
Yeah.
Okay.
We always gonna have food.
What if that woman out. Can provide that for herself? So what else?
What does she need me for? Companionship.
I'm just saying.
I know her
okay.
digging bubblegum.
Just for instance, what if the woman can provide that for herself? What else can you?
I'm doing the same. Listen, I feel
can you
like
bring to the table?
I told you, it's just like the card. It's just like the card thing. We could build this bitch from the ground to the ceiling if we both leaning on each other equally.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
And one can't just be.
Yeah, one can't be right. leaning on the other one.
Yeah,
you know
like,
grow
together.
Like
build together.
If you got more love than me, that bitch gonna go down.
It ain't even a love thing, cause you could build a you could build a business with people you hate.
Right.
You understand?
Man, lying, bro.
You could build with people you hate. You understand?
There he go.
So the love thing.
But nigga hate Donald Trump. Look at him. Passing out stimulus.
He about to get his second one out?
Second one? Bitch, I'm on my third stimulus. What you talking about?
Son, you shouldn't have never said you about to go to jail, nigga. Yeah, yeah. Where the second stimulus at? Y'all voted? Did y'all vote?
Yeah, for Trump. I ain't gonna lie, for Trump.
You voted for Trump for real?
Trump.
You voted?
No, I didn't.
Me neither. Why not?
Because I don't
because
believe in politics. I'm not for it.
Exactly. Do you feel like you could build your own legacy without having to worry about what the president doing?
Yes.
Me too.
Definitely.
I feel like my life has been the same on the same road.
You ain't like, same.
And I done been through president since Ronald Reagan. You hear me? Ronald Reagan to now. So
about 60 years.
nigga. No, son. It's 40.
Shit, I just found out about Obama last week. He's so fucked.
Did y'all vote for Obama? Was y'all old enough to vote for Obama?
His second term, I was, I think.
Yeah, his second term.
Y'all
wait,
voted? His first? You voted for him?
For his second term, oh, I did.
What did he say?
Oh. I was old enough for his second term. His first term, I was like a few years behind.
I was in school.
Oh, all right. Yeah. First term. But yeah, like I said, all that emotional stuff is irrelevant to me. I don't really need that. Just rock with me like I'm rocking with you. If we could do the same thing and make it go faster and stronger, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm saying, we trying to get there, and we could both, if I'm going 10 miles an hour and she going 10 miles an hour, and we could both get there 30 miles an hour, then come on, let's rock together. You know what I'm
rock
saying?
Rock the boat like
but
the
I'm going to be honest with you, I never made money with a female. Never. Never. I ain't never made money with a female.
But you made some with a female.
A baby. That's another liability. Shit. But I ain't that, yeah, every female I've been with, I always start off, like, my BM, when I met her, she was making more money than me. You understand? Then when I got with her, I kept hustling. I kept doing what I was doing. She just was like, yeah, this nigga got it. She said, fuck it. You understand?
See, it can't be like that.
And you see what we had done.
It can't you understand? Be. You like, see what I can't we going sit through there now. And just be like, oh, no, he got it.
Yeah.
I can't. Like, I can't do that.
I don't tell you. You need to teach a class. Need to teach a class.
Like, I can't sit there every and be Tuesday like, oh, no, Thursday. You got it. Uh-uh.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, if you, huh? I feel like if you don't got it, I should be able to help, you know, in different aspects.
You should be the real pastor because like, you preaching. They be preaching that lying shit.
Yeah.
God will come and save you. Well, bitch, where you at?
He ain't going to do it.
You might well be on preaching.
You think I could get a congregation together?
You yeah. need to, a congregation of women, so they could get on their shit, bro.
For real, you can have your whole dance for her.
Because a lot of the chicks that I be seeing just want a nigga to take care of them.
Absolutely not. Like, you have to have your own independence.
Yeah, they don't feel like that. They feel like, do you feel like, I know you don't feel like this because you already explained it, but I be seeing a lot of chicks be like, they want a nigga to do this, that, and other. Pay bill. Hold on, I wrote it down. They want you to pay the bills, be monogamous, take care of they. If they got kids for another nigga, take care of them too. How y'all feel about that? But then when a nigga say anything, it's a problem. If I say anything, it's a problem. Y'all feel like that?
I would not allow myself to be in that situation because I know something gonna get fucked up.
I don't have kids, so I can't really like relate. But I wouldn't expect that from, like, if I had, you know, a child, I wouldn't expect that I wouldn't put that responsibility on.
Cause that's your bundle of horror.
I mean, but if you choose to, if you choose to, I'm not gonna be like, oh, that's your responsibility. I would never do that. That, you know, I'm not with that person no more. So this is my responsibility.
Nice.
But I feel like if, you know, I wouldn't reject it. I wouldn't say, oh, no, don't do this or whatever. But if that's what you choose to do, you want to take on that responsibility, then, you know, y'all get a relationship.
So you
won't
put another nigga kid on another nigga?
I wouldn't do that.
Right,
I wouldn't
so
do
what
that.
What if down the line, like 10 years later, he's still.
I wouldn't expect that, shall I say. I wouldn't expect.
All right. But he's still taking care of the kid, and then he just up and say, man, fuck that kid.
At the end of the day, it's still my responsibility. It's not your responsibility.
You were the baby daddy.
Me, right. But if that person's not in the picture, then it's my responsibility. At the end of the day, it's still my child. It's my responsibility altogether. Forget the father.
Like, you need to get a pet cat so you can
practice. Take care of my child regardless.
Because nigga might want a cat.
What?
she needs to get a pet cat and just practice like it's a child.
I did.
Niggas not about to watch your cat. Oh yeah, watch my cat. I'm gonna go to Florida this week. Bitch, take that cat with you to Florida. Turn up with that meow.
Tell you.
Trevor.
Bro.
Nigga watching the cat.
We're gonna do one more.
He say cake. I would happily.
This last one.
at a dog. Nigga said that bitch gonna get hit by the bus.
I'll pick it.
All right. They got some more back kids.
Man, that bitch ran outside with his bad leg, man. You should have seen him.
That cat.
The dog.
Man, that cat gonna have to hunt for food if y'all gotta watch it. That bitch, I'm gonna let that bitch out the back though. Good luck, nigga, till she come back.
I ain't gonna get no sardines in this bitch. I'm telling you. I don't eat them bitches.
I ain't even think about you. For real, bitch, you better do what you gotta do. Bitch, you a cat. Better go back, call it. The call of nature. Shit. No, nothing. Yeah, yeah. Cats drink water out the street. They gonna be all right. Better hope it rain.
Shit. I know, so I'm trying to look.
All
right.
Oh yeah, take your time. I'm gonna cut all this. I'll cut all the dead out. Do y'all feel like y'all? Go ahead.
Oh wait, I was trying to see because this is this two different topics.
What it say?
It says flowers are worthless. Talk to your significant other. Is that two different?
Oh okay, no, it's. One I'm supposed to be scratched out. The flowers is irrelevant. The flowers is okay. Bullshit. But to talk to your significant other one is like for some reason women got to talk about everything. I was using this as an example. My brother old lady was mad at him because he don't want to talk about nothing. Well, me too. I be going through that. I went through that before. Like you don't want to talk about nothing. Talk. And he was like, I don't have to talk about it. I just don't worry about the shit. I don't worry about it no more. You understand? So, I'm going to have to scratch them out, the ones we talked about. But, yeah. So, the chick feel that, like, I heard somebody say that that's how women get to cheating. They go to talking to somebody that listen to their problems. And they cheated because the nigga listened to them. You dig?
That's called pillow talking.
No. Okay.
Niggas pillow talk.
We can talk about that too. Cause I got a theory on that. But instead of talking to the other person that you feel like you cheated that they end up cheating with, why don't they just talk to their significant other? And why do we have to, and why do men have to talk? Why are men forced to talk about their shit with their significant other? Cause I don't feel like I gotta talk about it either. You understand?
I just seen something.
Do y'all understand what I'm saying?
No,
I don't feel like I got to talk about my problems at work. But every day she come home,
business.
She got a problem with somebody. Every day, nigga.
That happened at work.
Oh, Miss Gloria made me drop the mop. Yeah, pissed me off.
It's always and this bitch did this and. You ever talk to your girl and she be telling you the story? You be like, well, you the one wrong. You the one fucked up. If you wouldn't have did this, then she wouldn't have did that. But she don't never accept that. You know what I'm talking about?
I got you.
So you talk to your significant other?
I don't have one.
Oh, well, when you have one, do you talk to him?
Yeah.
And he talk to you? Mm-hmm. He tell you his problems? He don't sound like he crying or complaining. Mm-mm. Or whining.
No.
You just be wanting to know what he's doing?
Just how your day's been.
That's why? It. Why do y'all want to know how my day, why do y'all want to know how our days went?
Yeah, because the day gone and you can't fix it.
Right.
This bitch dropped my only meal. You can't go back and get that meal back.
Right. I'm pretty. It's over with.
Why do we want to know?
Yeah.
Yeah, why do
because
y'all want to know?
It's just a curious thing. Because we you know, we were separated, so you know you.
So everything he do when he not around,
no,
you
no, it's
know?
Not that. But I was just, that's just something I would to start a conversation or something. Like, but I do care, like how your day's been.
Do you know what a fire?
Or what happened in your day? Anything special? I'd be like, that's how I would ask it. Did anything special happen today? Or something like that, like.
And then you'd be like, nah, I'm going to sleep.
That's it.
Shit.
All right. Yeah. You need
okay.
You need to teach a class.
So nothing happened, nothing special. Okay.
Shit.
Well, fuck it.
All right, so what if he lie and be like, shit, man, for something special happened today, man, I would grab my dick, I didn't just.
Oh, okay.
You ain't gonna go up there and check her?
I don't like checking females. Like, I don't feel the need to because so, I feel like if a female got that far, there was somewhere in that interaction for you to prevent it.
No. Okay. Well, if you all right, cool.
To prevent it from happening, like,
well, why don't
or stop it at a certain point? What did you do? That's the question.
I slapped her hand away.
All right, then. So is you pushed her hand away? What she did after that? If she continued that, I can't get mad at you. Fuck.
All right. Well, go get her.
I'm still not gonna go after her ass. As
so if he say, if he say,
like,
hey,
I'm not that, I'm not a confrontational person. So
if
he
come in there and be like, "Babe, the chick at work don't stop fucking with me. I need you to go
down
there."
If you become, if you come at, come to me like that, now that's a problem. Now I gotta intervene.
But if he don't come at, if he don't come at with it like it's no problem, it's cool.
So
what did you do?
She grabbed my dick every day.
Did you allow her to? Did you let her do it?
I keep telling her to stop.
She keep doing it. So she keep doing it. So you now it's a continuous thing. Now it's now it's something that's happening continuously. Then I would have to intervene. Like, what are you doing?
And then look, as you beat her ass, still grab a dick.
Yeah. She's still coming to work the next day.
She still grab a dick.
That ain't hurt.
You know what? Fuck that. We're a manager.
I don't really like the confront situations like that.
Okay, why not?
Like I just, it's too much of my energy.
So if a dude grab your girl ass at work and she come and tell you, what you gonna do?
First of all, how big that nigga is? Is he 6'4" or is he 5'8"?
You gotta hit that nigga with a bucket, man.
All right, so look.
You got to tell her, stop wearing that shit. Stop wearing them.
Yeah. Are you got to grab your ass too,
right?
Fuck.
Stop wearing that.
I ain't going to lie. I might be like, yeah. Who? Christopher? Me cool people, but man, I'm going to talk to him.
It probably was just an accident.
He hit the ball on the ground. Yeah, I sent my own old lady tripping. Yeah, what's wrong with me to ask you why you grab a booty?
Man, if you don't get off.
And then he gonna go show his partner. Man, that whole ass nigga ain't about this girl. Man, all right, fuck her.
So when you gonna start your classes?
I'm gonna start real soon.
Shit, we can get it popping. Let me.
We need to.
Let me tell the.
Yeah, yeah. You need.
We
a,
can have
you need
a little live thing.
You need a self love class.
Yeah, a little set.
Fire.
What is that? What is that? What you looking at? Son.
I'm going to be looking at this all day, every day.
All right, so what have we learned in today's episode of the Black L Bundy Podcast?
I finally learned that men really ain't shit, but we do shit, and every female ain't the same.
Nah.
Yep, straight up. We should have had...
self-love is important.
Kayla.
Hell yeah, self-love is important. Yeah, we should have had Kayla in here. Because Kayla would have been against you.
She would be like, oh, no.
Yeah, Kayla would have been against you.
What, polygamy?
She, I know, already. I know she gets polygamy. Yeah,
she
everything.
She would have been against everything that you
oh, I
want to
know what, I
want
to know what that
girl,
nigga
why
had.
You like that?
I want to know
girl,
what that nigga
you?
Doing.
Oh no, not me.
Every second of the day, okay, if I ain't around him, if he gonna take care
know
of me.
Kayla.
Nigga gonna take care
I know
of me. Kayla.
Oh, I think what the Suno?
Yeah,
I do know Kayla. Yeah. She was on
the cheerleader.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kayla was a cheerleader. She ain't never said that.
Yeah, I was on the dance team.
Oh no,
old girl was on the.
Oh no, she ain't never tell you.
Oh, don't worry.
She not, because she don't look like a cheerleader right
who,
now.
Who else that was? She used to be with a lot.
Ira.
Her.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was leading the cheer, but she wasn't cheering the lead.
You feel me? All right, so we have...
put her in the back.
We learned that polygamy is good.
You want to fucking wait.
Oh, my bad.
That, what else we learned?
Pick a lemon, give me.
It's a good thing. We agree with it. Change somebody's mind, finally.
Yeah, you
on the show.
I agree with polygamy as long as
dealing with business.
As long as it's business only. Business only.
But y'all all married though in the business. Y'all all married.
Oh yeah. You got 400.
I don't know.
And while you at work,
I take it back.
Nah, too though. You can't take back what you did.
Don't worry, I'm gonna cut it out. I'm gonna cut this out.
Cause your mama can't take you back and be like, I don't want this baby no more.
Man,
guess
no.
Nope.
I can't.
We learned that you don't have to give up your friends just because you're in a relationship.
No.
Man, fuck them kids.
We learned that self-love is important. Mm-hmm. Can't be leaning on nobody else harder than they leaning on you.
You gonna break that bitch shoulder?
You'll knock the card house down, man.
So you heavy yet?
You know about
we
the
have
macaroni
to set the
and
foundation,
cheese?
Huh?
You know about the macaroni and cheese?
What about the macaroni and cheese?
We'll explain that next time. Well, just go listen to episode.
I can tell
episode
it now. I think it was 8 or 9, one of them.
All right, go listen to episode 8.
We got to have different macaroni and cheeses as men.
Yeah.
We do. Because her macaroni could be stiff, but I'm going to just fuck with it because it got potential. But I'm going to always go home to your macaroni because
that bit wet. Got the best macaroni.
And it's baked. I'm always going to your macaroni, babe.
Aw.
Yeah.
But niggas always.
I'm going to listen to episode 8. Huh? I'm going to listen to episode 8.
I think it was 7 or 8. It was 7 or 8. I know it wasn't 9 because 9 was when you was talking about the what's his name.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So. Y'all had a good time?
Yeah.
You had a good time?
Yeah. It was great.
Oh, that's good. That's enough time for the bastards. All right. Well, that's it for the show. Thanks for everybody for checking us out. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Please go subscribe to get notifications every week when we drop a new episode. We'll holler at y'all later. Until then, it's your boy Rock Lefty.
Kyron.
And Tiny.
And old boy Left. What his name?
Eddie. DJ, sir.
DJ Left. And we'll holler at y'all next week. Peace. Black L Bundy Show. I don't have no
singer.
Wait, it's on Spotify.
Yeah.
This week's episode of the Black L Bundy Podcast was produced by Rodney Emelian. This is an official Rock Lefty World production. Thanks for everybody for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. Listen to us on Spotify. Follow us at TBAB Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Leave your opinion or join in on the conversation in our Facebook group, The Black L Bundy Podcast. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Black L Bundy Podcast. And or leave a voice message and just let us know how we're doing on the Anchor app. Holler at y'all next time.